Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or visit MetroKiaOfMadison.com. Everybody, huddle up. Live from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, this is the Great Dane Huddle featuring Badgers legend and special guest host, Barry Alvarez.
I'd love to coach a game like that.
Oh, man.
They may not see a pass in the second half. And that was good. That would be the shortest second half in Camp Randall history. I'd run that clock. That game would be over. We'd be home having cocktails at 3:30.
On 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand, alongside former Badgers Derek Engler and Tarek Saleh, here's Alex Gravatt.
Great Dane Huddle, driven by Janesville Kia with Barry Alvarez, but we're working just a moment to get him figured out as we're experiencing some technical difficulties. I'm Alex Gravatt alongside Derek Engler live from the Hilldale location of the Great Dane, and 13-16 loss to the number one team in the country, Oregon. Phil Longo is out as the offensive coordinator. We're probably not going to get to this, but the Packers win 20-19 with a crazy end of game scenario, field goal block. 844-770-3776 is your way into the game. And it was my birthday on Saturday as I sat in the stands at Camp Randall for the Badgers loss. I was getting really excited down the stretch there, thinking that I might be storming the field. Derek, we had a lead going into the fourth quarter. What happened?
Well, I mean, obviously we know what happened. We couldn't finish the game. We couldn't close out the game. It's kind of been our MO against ranked teams. And, it's just same old, same old. And it's disheartening, especially when you have a lead like that going in the fourth quarter against the number one team in the country. And I'll tell you, I think Oregon by far is the number one team in the country. I'm not sure. I mean, Ohio State played them really close. I'd put Ohio State right there with them. But those two are the best teams in the country. And so we went toe-to-toe with them. It's not good enough, especially when you have a lead. And you got to figure out a way to close out that game, and we didn't.
I hear what you're saying. I feel a little bit more I'm honestly in a good mood after that. And this is weird because I've been kind of hard on the Badgers the whole year, but I think that it's changed the way that I've looked at the program this year. It is a bit more of a rebuilding year. We are fighting for bowl eligibility more than to be a top team in the country. And to hang in there with a top team in the nation with a potential quarterback recruit, four-star, in-house, watching this all happen, and he sees a defense hanging in there, a team that is poised and ready to beat the number one team in the country, which is Oregon, and then ultimately it just fell short because we didn't have the quarterback play that we needed. There's some questions with the offensive coordinator and the timing of all of this, taking a costly penalty, a delay of game after a TV timeout. That's a bad look. But I think that what we did today was prove that quarterbacks should want to come to Wisconsin. Quarterbacks should want to come here and be the quarterback because we have a lot of the other pieces in place to be a competitive team, don't you think, Derek?
Well, that's never changed. That's never changed. That's been that way for decades now, since Coach Alvarez took over the program. I mean, when you have a tradition of running the football, and then even Paul Chryst era, that's balance. I mean, throwing, running the ball. Play good defense, sound defense, fundamental defense. And I'm really, really proud of what Coach Stressel did with that defense against, quite honestly, the best athletes that, we really saw all year. There is no question on that offensive side of the ball of the Ducks. And, I was really, really impressed with what our defense did. And we are limited. We know that. But they came up with a great game plan. Unfortunately, on the other side of the ball, we couldn't capitalize once again on having that lead in the second half, going in the fourth quarter, and not being able to finish.
844-770-3776. This is the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez, and we're trying hard to get Barry ready, Coach. He's on the other side, but we're having some technical difficulties. Oh, and Coach, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
There we go. There's Coach. Coach, I'd love to hear your initial thoughts specifically on the 13-16 loss that the Badgers took to number one in the country, Oregon. How are you feeling after that game?
First of all, I don't think anyone thought that Wisconsin could stay on the field with going into the game. We talked about this last week, Derek, and we thought we could be competitive. We didn't say we could beat them, but we thought we could be competitive. We were more than competitive. We had a very good chance to win the game. I think we matched up. I was very proud of how our guys played. They went after them. That's what I wanted to see. A lot of times when you have a team that's favored like that, number one team in the country, guys roll over for them. They can. But our guys went after them. They went after him. They had him on the ropes. We had a chance to win the game, and a very good chance to win the game. We let it get away. That's the only disappointing thing. We didn't close the deal.
And, Coach, what does it take to close the deal on a team like that? And do you think Wisconsin can get back to that in the near future against the in-house rivals that we are so familiar with in Nebraska and Minnesota?
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that you played these guys are better than the next two teams we're going to play. These guys are—they're as good as anyone. Well, they're the best team in the country right now. No one has proved them said differently or proved them differently. So we can play with them. Walk off the field feeling very easily could have beaten them. So you got to have to play. You know, you have to finish. You have to play four quarters. You know, no one's going to roll over for you. And I like the way our guys play. I really do. And you have two games now. These are teams very similar to us. These three teams are leveraging for the upper echelon. And the ones that win these games come out of this season with momentum, with establishing an upper echelon mentality. And particularly for your younger players, it's really important. So these are important games. I like where we sit. I'm really anxious to watch us play again.
I know. I was telling Derek a moment before you came on air that I honestly feel a little encouraged after this, because I don't think that the Badgers this year, despite my hopes and dreams, were the team to go out there and be world beaters. But to hang in there with the number one team in the country, specifically after such a devastating 42-10 loss, I mean, you two would know better than I would. What happens during that bye week to get you ready after losing so badly to an unranked Iowa team to all of a sudden competing with and having two shots in the fourth quarter in the two-minute warning area to go and beat the number one team in the nation?
Well, you know, Coach said it last week. You know, you have to get the guys, the players, to buy in and believe, you know, that they can compete and win the football game. And they were right there. I'm not as encouraged. As a former player, I take it a little bit more harder. You know, I feel like we should have won that football game. I feel like our defense played their asses off. I mean, they really did against an unbelievable, athletic, skilled offensive football team. And quite honestly, defensively as well, because they had a lot of speed defensively. We just, once again, could not close. We couldn't finish, that's disheartening. Especially, you know, being coached under Coach Alvarez, and all we know about all the Coach Alvarez team. That was our MO. We finish football teams. We finish in the fourth quarter, and we usually do it by running the ball and moving the sticks and That's not what happened. So,
Coach, how did you feel as the game came to an end? Where do you think the Badgers, you know, left something to be desired? What was the one thing that you would have changed?
No, you can't. You can't think like that. And they played their fannies off. They played as hard as they could play. You have to eat the clock in the fourth quarter. You know, that was our style. Now, I don't know if that's what Luke believes in. I don't know whether that's their, you know, what they want to do. I don't know that. I just know what we did. We had a plan. And as a coach and as a team, our team knew what the plan was going to be. You know, Derek, you know, he spews what I brainwashed these guys.
And I'm 50 years old. Know, I'm still saying this.
He's saying the same stuff because they heard it every day. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to win. And I'd pound that in them from the time we started. And that's what we would do. So we'd eat that clock. You know, we'd bang it. We'd bang it. That clock would run, and we'd be giggling, and we'd go home with a win. That's a game, you know, I feel. You got the number one team in the country on the ropes. That's a win. You know, you run that clock, you run that game, you run that thing down the field, and you stick it down their throat, and the game's over, and you got the ball on the 20-yard line.
There was a 4-star recruit in the stands for this one. As Carter Smith came, he is decommitted from Michigan and come to be at the Oregon game. Now, as he sat on and watched the offense struggle, specifically with quarterback play, do you think that he was licking his chops, looking at this as an opportunity, as Wisconsin being maybe the right spot for him? I know there's a good chance he stays in state at Florida, all that, but do you think that as he watched this game, it was a great opportunity for him to come and be the Wisconsin Badgers quarterback?
I don't know. Was Longo recruiting him?
That I don't know. I don't know which person was in on that.
He's a quarterback?
He's a quarterback, yeah, yeah. 4-star.
He's a quarterback. He should put his hand up.
Absolutely.
He should put his hand up. I'm in. You all got right. Everything but a quarterback.
Okay, so we'll get to this next. Phil Longo was here maybe not that long of a time, but we're here for a good time, not a long time, at the Great Dane Huddle. Come try the Chipotle Chicken Quesadilla at the Great Dane now until Friday, November 22nd. It's got chicken, fresh salsa, their Chipotle Stout barbecue sauce, which is the perfect combination of tangy and classic Great Dane beer, or you can come try it anytime during happy hour 3 to 6, you can get a pint of any of their flagship beers for just $3. From the Crop Circle Wheat to the Good Dog IPA to the Old Glory APA. Go to any of their locations, Hilldale, Fitchburg, Eastside,
right,
the Good Dog IPA, or downtown, and get more for your board at the Great Dane. On the other side, we're going to be talking about offensive coordinator shifts. This is the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5 ESPN.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning circle walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause
the Wisconsin
there is no
Badgers
way
are making a change at offensive coordinator after a 13-16 loss to the number one team in the country in a game where the Badgers managed just 226 yards of total offense. There's a lot more that goes into that, but we didn't get too much into it. And Coach, I'm curious to hear what you have to say. There is a change at offensive coordinator midway through the season. What happened?
Midway?
Near the end of the season. Good point, good point. The season is well, it's not over by any means.
We got two games left. I mean, that, you know, that's two, midway.
Two very important
games.
Yeah. Coach, why'd they make the decision now?
Are you asking, you know, you're asking me. I think this is different than I've seen before.
Explain that.
I don't have an answer. There's only one person that can answer that question. and I'm not the guy. Obviously, there are some disagreements and what should be done offensively, and I don't know if it's just results or.
Oh, we may be losing Coach here for a second. It seemed some more technical difficulties, but Derek, what are your initial thoughts on this change?
Well, quite honestly, when I saw the second half kind of play out like it did, I had this gut feeling. I truly did. I actually got to develop a personal relationship with Phil Longo. I think he's a great man, father. It's tough. Anytime in this profession, these are families that are involved, right? These are livelihoods. So it's not to be taken lightly. But they all know what they got into. They all know what this profession, especially in this day and age, is all about, because everybody wants immediate results. And, it was tough, but I got to be honest with you, it did not surprise me. In fact, I had a really strong gut feeling watching that second half play out, in particular the fourth quarter, and the way the game ended, that something like that might happen, and it did. I'm curious, though, the strategy, and I'd love, if we get Coach back on, I'd love to hear, what's the
thought. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you, Coach.
What do you think the thought process is? Two games left. I don't know if Coach Fickell, maybe he's got to go get someone, earmark someone early before recruiting. But I'm thinking to myself, gosh, we got to get bowl eligible. We got Nebraska.
Funny timing.
Of letting him go. I just curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I'm like, it's very funny timing. I don't know if there are philosophical differences. That's something that I can't answer. You can't answer. We can all guess, but that has to come from Coach Fickell. Go ahead.
Oh, so finish your thought. Yep, we got you. Finish your thought.
No, that has to come from him, because we can second guess, we can wonder, but there has to be something now. With two games left, you're going to disrupt your whole team. You're going to disrupt your offense. You're going to have somebody different coaching guys. You're going to have somebody calling plays is no big deal. Doesn't make any difference who calls the plays. No.
Okay, well,
it doesn't make any difference who calls plays. It's either a good player caller or they're not a good play caller. Depends on whether the plays work.
So Coach Fickell met with the media today, and he did actually touch on that. I don't know if you've heard this, Coach. Here is Coach Fickell. Here's Coach Fickell on who is calling the plays.
Why does it matter? Right? I mean, the offense will, be run, and those guys will do a lot of things collaboratively together, and I don't think it really is important as to who's calling it. I guess it gives you the ability to point a finger at somebody if that's the case, but it's not one of those things I think is that important. Sometimes I think it's overrated in some ways, but it'll be a collaborative group, and those guys will have to work a lot together.
Coach, do you think it matters who calls the plays?
Well, somebody better be in charge.
Yeah, Coach.
And bottom line is the head coach puts a stamp on the play. The head coach puts a stamp on the play. But you have to have a rhythm in a game where somebody's calling plays and it's communicated to the quarterback, to the rest of the team. It's damn important who's calling the plays.
Coach,
because he better be on the same page.
I heard that on the way over here, and I about lost my mind. And I'm telling you, and then I heard the expanded, you know, that he coached his sixth grade, you know, he called plays for his sixth grade boys, and that's a head coach panicking and backpedaling. And let me tell you something, it does matter. It absolutely matters. You know, that he's flinching, and I don't like it. And by the way, you fire your O-line coach and your OC within 2 years, what, we're going to run out of coaches to fire.
At some point, it does come back to the head coach, right?
Ultimately, it's all on
always
the head coach.
Always comes back to the head coach. It's all on the head coach.
Always is.
So as the Badgers, you know, look down the stretch here, and they've got these two games. Now, he said going into the conversation that he had with Phil Longo on Sunday that he had no timeline. He wasn't sure if it was going to be move on then or after the season. But after the conversation, it became apparent to both parties that it was a mutual agreement to move on right then and right there. It leaves a lot to be questioned about why, but is this maybe a favor that he's doing to Phil Longo, letting him go so that he can be the first name to be coaching elsewhere?
I wouldn't say that.
I would not say
I wouldn't say that, that's a favor.
No.
That is not a favor to anyone.
No.
But, you know, someone has to be in charge. Who's going to make the call? It's 3rd and 3. You got to make this to keep the ball going to win the game. Somebody's got to put their name on that. Is the head coach going to make that call every time? That's okay. But somebody has to make a call. You can't have a straw vote. You know, somebody has to have a rhythm to call the game. And I'm not, you know, and I'm the last person to ever question the head coach. I'm sure he has a good plan, and I'm not going to ever question the head coach. And he has to be very careful what he says in the media, and he doesn't want to degrade anybody or expose a lot. But believe me, there will be a person designated to call plays.
Yes, per the Wisconsin State Journal, a Badger Extra source said Nate Letton, who is on his second season as the tight ends coach, will be calling plays for the final 2 weeks of the regular season. That's somebody he played with at Cincinnati. Are you familiar with him?
I don't even know who the guy is.
Fantastic. The tight ends coach will be
okay.
our play caller as the Wisconsin Badgers take on Nebraska next week. But I just want to – the Badgers did go 1 of 12 on third down against Oregon. They also had a super costly penalty of a delay of game penalty going into the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, I should say, when they got the ball back with a chance to drive down the field and win. What in this Oregon game do we think – are those the reasons? Is that what forced Fickell's hand to make this move now, Coach?
I would think there were some things that frustrated him. If I remember right, we came off the bench – we came from the sidelines and got penalized at a delay of game.
Correct.
That's uncalled for. There's some indecision on the sideline. Somebody has to take charge. And you know what? As a head coach, you're saying, that can't happen. That's on me. And I got to correct that. I understand that.
Is you know, Tarek and I are biased, and we were rooting for Coach Longo just because personally we really got to like him and got to know him a little bit, and that's the sad state of affairs in this profession, and they all know it, you know, but it, you know, he's got young kids, family, you know, to do this and go through this is not good. And you know, he'll get back on his feet. He's a fighter. He's a boxer. He'll be fine. But to Coach's point, I think there was a disconnect, and I don't know what it was, but there it was almost like Coach Fickell was never really involved at all with the offense. The offense did their own thing, and I just don't know how that works as a head coach, because that's not what I was ever around, both collegiate or professionally. The head coach was involved in both sides of the ball, always. And I don't see that here. Maybe that will change. I do agree with Coach that there, from a philosophical standpoint, I think there was some disagreements on how we go about things, and I think Coach Longo tried to run the ball. He told me that this is the first time ever in his career, in his coaching career, that he lost his starting quarterbacks back-to-back seasons. That's tough. You know, quarterbacks can be coach killers. You know, Braden Locke is not the answer. He's just not the answer. But at the same time, you have to develop a system, and Coach knows this. You gotta adapt. You gotta pivot, and you gotta make it work and protect him and run the ball and do some things to be able to, you know, to still have success.
All right, let's talk about that on the other side. I want to get into quarterback play and a little bit of what to expect coming up next. But if you're talking about expectations, Janesville Kia always meets them, located right off Interstate 90. It's only minutes away from Madison. They treat people the way they wanted to be treated, and that's why they're up 78% over last year. See for yourself why all the people in Wisconsin have experienced the difference of Janesville Kia and told their friends. Come see Kia's groundbreaking lineup of award-winning vehicles with industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranties. Experience the difference of great customer service and what that can do for you today at Janesville Kia. This is the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5 ESPN. Badgers making head coaching change yet, obviously. They make an offensive coordinator change. Well, hey, I'm not the one who said it, Derek.
I didn't either.
No one said it yet, I guess. I understand. But
hey, I got to tell you guys, our music before we start is the best. Whoever's doing that.
Let's go! Thank you,
that
Coach.
That is young Riley Yauch back in the ESPN Madison Everlight Solar Studio.
Heck yeah!
That's because you're in Florida, Coach. It's miserable, cold, and rainy here.
Oh, it is! It is absolutely pitch black. We are not. If you're on the YouTube stream, we are not in front of a black wall. That is outside. You can't see a damn thing.
I'd be dancing down there too.
Well, Riley, you seem to be keeping the vibes high today. Where are you at as the Badgers have made a change at offensive coordinator, firing Phil Longo?
That's tough. I'm definitely not a football expert by any stretch of the imagination. However, I am a very devout Badgers fan, and I feel like this move needed to happen. But like Derek and Coach were saying, it is interesting with two games left in the season. I like that Fickle has the stones to make a move that drastic. However, they just need to win these next two games. If they win these next two games, I'm feeling great. If they don't, I'm going to feel horrendous.
Yeah, what would we be talking about should the Badgers go out there and finish 0-2 down the stretch? Derek, if that happens, what does that say to you about this situation?
Well, I mean, I think Coach Fickle, he needs to just sit back here, take some deep breaths here, because in his pressers, you can't be saying, what does it matter who's calling a play? I've called plays for my sixth grade son's football team. You know, that is not good. That's panic all over the place. And we have Nebraska. These are rivalries now. Nebraska and Minnesota. For a bowl game to finish out the season.
These are big games.
These are huge games.
These are big games.
And so you let your OC coach. I mean, I don't know. You know, you make a decision. That's fine. But you better stand behind that decision and go forward and rally the troops.
No, go ahead. I didn't hear the press conference. So
in the press conference, he continuously said, we're on to Nebraska. We're not talking about, you know, I don't want to talk about it. Of course, another question about this. As if this isn't the biggest news of the Badgers' season. I don't think that there's anything bigger than firing your offensive coordinator. And with two games left.
Then here's the thing. Here's the thing. We all have to trust the head coach. The head coach made a decision. He has to live with that. You know, and they're tough decisions. They're not easy decisions. And you're making, especially personnel decisions. And particularly this late in the season, this is really hard. I've never been through this in my coaching career. So with two games left that are vital to really cap off your year, if you can win these last two games, one would put you in a bowl game, two would put you in a good bowl game. And they're both games that the games are going to be toss-ups. The best team that's prepared and goes in and plays the best is going to win. Neither team is better than the other team going in. So you want to have everything in line. This is the way I think about it. This is my thinking. Everything has to be in line. Everything has to be in groove. Your players have to be in sync. So if he's got it lined up and he's ready to go, that's great. He's confident about it. But I'm telling you, these games are important.
These are important games indeed. And you know, I think it's really interesting that you say neither team is better than the other at this point in the season. Coach Fickell made a huge change here. And he it sounds like he needs to come down with the hammer and be the leader. And part of what he was talking about in that press conference, which you've heard part of now, Derek, leads me to believe he might not have it. He might not have this. It sounds like he wants it to be a community decision-making process for play calls, that it doesn't matter that we're all a unit, which is message.
I don't understand what a community decision of play calling is. I don't know what that is. But, you know, he you know, I would have been happy if you said, listen, we're gonna run inside zone, outside zone, power, counter, and we're going to call it a day. I mean, but I'm a former offensive lineman, and I don't know, you know, whatever. I mean, that's the way I think. You know, because I like to run the football. But that being said, we couldn't throw the football in this offense. We just couldn't. I mean, I think we're 101st or something like that in offensive production.
I don't have that stat in front of me. Riley, if you don't mind getting on that, that would be a great.
I'll take a gander.
I mean, it's not good. in passing, I believe. It's just, you know, you have 90 yards total in that Oregon game. Right.
Yes, under 100 yards in the Oregon game, and so there is reason for the change, but I am curious the what happened on the field, the product on the field between this game and the Iowa game, do seem distinctly different. I know it's a defensive battle, and that's the biggest difference. But Coach, what do you think? Because it feels like one of the teams that we played against was notably better, and yet we did almost the same against them. So why was the game so lopsided against Iowa and so not lopsided against Oregon?
Well, I can't answer that. I mean, just games can get away from you. I'm not studying games anymore.
you know what's interesting about that? You know what's interesting about that? I thought about last year. I talked to a lot of people. I said, hey, you know, number one, I think they were number – no, they weren't. They were number two or three. Ohio State with Marvin Harrison Jr. came in here for a primetime game last year, and we competed all the way to the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken. Now, then Marvin Harrison took over, but we still made it – I mean, it was competitive. We were right there. But we also played probably the worst game I've ever seen against Northwestern. At Camp Randall, it was an embarrassment in that same season. So I'm not sure, you know, that the
you know what, Derek, I see what you're getting at, and I to me, you look at it used to be you played Ohio State, they had so much, their players were so much better that they just win, they can go out there and flop around and beat you. But that's not the case now. We can compete with them. We can play with them. And so there's not anyone that we go out and compete with. So it's now who plays the best that day. And so it's about preparation that week, how you're going to prepare, what you can do, what you think gives you the best chance to win in preparation, and that's what you emphasize. I knew what we used to do. I knew what gave us the best chance to win. I'm looking at our team. I think I know what gives them the best, but that's the head coach's chance. That's it. And the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, that's their responsibility to come up with that.
All right, Coach, so as we get ready for the next two games, if you were the coach, let's just say if you were the coach, what is your message to this team moving forward to get them fired up and ready for this game?
I mean, it's getting ready for any game. It's not this game. It's any game. We're going to give you a plan for success. And this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to win the game. You execute this on offense. You know, whether it's we're going to run the ball every goddamn play for
dump
ever. And we have done that. Excuse my language.
It's okay.
And defensively, we need the pressure. Or we're going to sit back and let them throw it because we don't think he's very good. We think we can pressure with four. Every once in a while, we're going to send some heat. You know, whatever the game plan is, you give them the game plan. But whatever it is, you just it's the best possible game plan we have. This is going to win. You have to sell your players that whatever we give them, if they execute it, they're going to win.
I do say I believe in Coach Fickell to do that. Coach Fickell has come in and he has lit up the world. It is a marketing ploy. It is excitement around the program. And actually, we'll play this on the other side, Riley. I had him pull up something from the end of the press conference that I want you guys to hear. We'll have that next on the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on 100.5 ESPN. You're over my head. I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was cool in the wrong time. One of a kind. Living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. So classic, yeah, yeah. Baby, you're so classic. Oh, a dozen roses. Anything for you to know. Continued reactions to the firing of Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo here on the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez, driven by James Vilkia. 844-770-3776 is your way into the show. But we're going to start off with what I teased before the break, and that is this clip from the end of Luke Fickell's press conference today.
I don't know if we said an offensive coordinator search, but I think that's the philosophy of the whole program is, do you believe and trust in who we are and what we do? I know it's a little bit more difficult if, you know, you're in a position where you're not sure who your coach is going to be. But a lot of that is the belief in what it is that we're doing as a whole, from the leadership from the very top moving forward. That's why when you ask, are you guys going to be that much different? No, it's going to be a progression. Right, it's going to be the opportunity of what we've done in 2 years to continue to grow, you know, offensively and to continue to grow defensively. Who that is and who's in charge, so to speak, it'll be a little bit different. And it's something that we have to address and make sure those guys talk to. But
so that was Luke Fickell talking about what's going to change, and it sounds like his hope is not that much. So he put in the Twitter sphere, do you have more or less confidence in the Badgers offense after the firing of offensive coordinator Phil Longo? Coach, let's just start with that question outright.
Let's start with Derek. I want to hear what Derek says first. I'm always starting first.
Coach, I got to be honest with you. I think he's backpedaling. I think he's hit the panic button. I think there was a philosophical difference, but that he should have addressed earlier as a head coach, that he should have seen when he hired the guy, that he should have seen with the offensive line coach that came in here last year that you had to fire. Now we're in a mess. And so he knows fundamentally how we win at the University of Wisconsin is running the football, controlling the clock, mashing up front.
get the big uglies, recruit the big uglies, keep them in the boundaries of the state of Wisconsin. Don't let them get out of here. I mean, I'm fired up just because I feel like a defensive coach, which is fine because I had one who was a great one, obviously legendary, but now Fickell, you're a defensive coach. You have to pay attention to that other side of the ball. Otherwise, you're going to be in the position that you're currently in. How's that, Coach?
You make some very good points. You know, that was solid. That was solid. Obviously, there are philosophical differences. You have two games left. Who's going to run the offense? Does it matter? You know, I just it's a tough time. The timing on this decision is very interesting to me. You don't see this very often. And particularly at our place where we've been very stable, and so for that to happen. That's hard on your players. I mean, Derek, you've been through this. How many coaches you go through in your 5 years?
Coach,
you had one offensive line coach.
You know, you tell me, when there were coaching changes, it was usually Coach Alvarez was setting guys up for a better situation. You know, Bill Callahan going to the NFL, right? You know, Dan McCarney taking the
head Dan McCarney going
at Iowa State. You know, I mean, there. So I don't recall a lot of significant in my collegiate career at University of Wisconsin under Coach Alvarez any major coaching changes. There might have been some assistant coaches that I didn't even know that were whatever gone or. Coach could elaborate on that, but I mean, there was no, there was none of this. I will tell you that.
No, we had a very consistent program, but you know, in the same respect, I coached with Lou Holtz at Notre Dame. My first year there, I went in there as the outside linebacker coach. By the time we got to the bowl game, I was the only defensive coach left. I was coaching basically the whole defense with some GAs because everybody else had been fired. You know, so head coaches run things a little differently. No one's more successful than, you know, Lou was a great head coach, Hall of Fame head coach. Learned a lot from him. Don't agree with a lot of the things he did, but that's my philosophy as compared to his. So there are different ways to get it done. This is sometimes a little unsettling for players, but you get coaches in there that can come in. It doesn't take long for coaches to build relations. You get good coaches, they'll build relationships with the players, and you move forward. But you all got to be on the same page.
You know, my biggest concern is not the offensive line room. I think that coach has done a good job. You know, he's done a good job with that room. I'm not concerned about anybody except the quarterback room.
The quarterback room is important. It's going to be
quarterback room. You know, what's going to go on there? Who's talking to the quarterbacks? Now?
There's only one way, and that is forward. The Wisconsin motto. It's the not just Wisconsin football, but Wisconsin in general. The Wisconsin motto. But we also have to move forward. We've got the Bucks taking on the Pacers next on 100.5 ESPN Madison. This has been the Great Dane Huddle
Thanks,
with
Coach.
Gary Alvarez.